All right. Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment. In studio with us, we have Charles and Gary Skank. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning. Good morning, James.
What's our verse of the day?
It is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land."
All right.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Charles. So I know it's a little bit chilly out there, but hey, it looks like we're going to have a kind of warming up weekend here. You guys, week went pretty well?
It went well. Very good.
Good. Yeah, no, it's been good around here, so can't complain. And like I said, I think we're going to hit the upper 60s by the start of next week. So we're just talking about doing a few kind of maybe outdoor little spring cleaning projects. You know, I think everyone's kind of chomping at the bit for that sort of thing.
Yeah, we've been riding the roller coaster with the weather, it seems like.
It is. It seems like about once a week we'll get up really warm and then we get all cold again.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny. Today we're going to want to talk a little bit about maybe some reasons you might want to retire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
What would, you know, if someone is sitting out there listening and, you know, they've been working a job for a long time and maybe you're getting close to the retirement age. What are some of those signs that, hey, maybe you should think about retirement?
You know, one of the biggest reasons is if your job has become boring. If you sort of become disinterested in your job and you used to sort of be ready and hit the door and go to work and ready for another day. But if it becomes to the point, where it's like, here we are again, you know, it's another Tuesday, another Friday, here we are. And if your heart's not there and your heart used to be there, maybe that's a sign that maybe this job isn't for you anymore.
Sure.
Right.
And I mean, that can be kind of a hard realization where you're like, you know, I've been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, that can be a little tough, but I mean, we do have to recognize that there are some different seasons of life.
Yeah. If you're having a hard time to get motivated to do your job, or if you become resentful of what your work involves, entails, and just struggle to get motivated, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Maybe it's just a sign that this chapter in your life might be over.
Sure. Now, what about, you know, something we might ignore when you're younger, but as you get older, it's an increasingly important thing, health.
Yeah, that's another reason to retire is if your health is suffering. I don't know how many times I've seen people come in and sometimes their fingers are drawn up. They've just used their hands so much on the job, and their health is hurting, and it just pains them to continue to work, and it's like, why am I continuing to do this? Why am I continuing to hurt my body, and just to continue to do this every day? So.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, some jobs can be pretty physically taxing, others just, you know, mentally taxing. I mean, there's a lot of jobs out there that, you know, can be especially harder just as we get older.
That's right.
What's another reason that you might want to retire or look into it? You know, what is another sign?
So, if you've saved enough for retirement, and you know, when you're younger, you sort of dream of, hey, I'm going to work hard, going to save a lot. And then you get to the late 50s, 60s, and you've saved a lot, and you've put away, and you've prepared. And these are the years that you sort of dreamed about having that retirement, and now you've got the retirement, and you can't quit the job.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so it's a good idea to think about, is this what I was dreaming about? You know, having this much for retirement to go and travel, spend time with the grandkids, things like that.
Well, sometimes, and this is kind of shifting a little bit, but some people are feeling like they have to work for their insurance or for the insurance for their spouse or whatever. And a lot of times we find that isn't as true, especially as it used to be, because of Obamacare and the fact that they can get health insurance without pre-existing conditions, it's not always a big hurdle like it has been in the past many times.
That's true. I would tell people, if you're working just to maintain your insurance or your spouse's insurance, you really need to take a second look at that, because that's probably not a valid reason anymore. Things have just changed in the marketplace.
Right, right. And so it's worth taking a look at that to see if that's a if that's still a viable reason to go to work, especially if you're tired of working anyway.
That's right. That's right.
And then the other thing is, you know, as we you know, think about this topic and everything, how does technology play a role in all this?
So technology is changing all the time.
Sure.
Computers are getting outdated almost as soon as you buy them, it seems like, and there's new fancy ways of doing things in the factory, in the workplace. And as we get older, sometimes I feel like a real old person when I see these young people doing what they're doing. I'm like, how do you do that? I can't imagine somebody that's 20 or 30 years older than me trying to understand that.
Yeah, and do the whole job that you're doing, because yeah, you might spend part of your day just trying to figure out, you know, how the heck it, especially, you know, your company maybe just gets new software or something like that. That's a big learning curve. I mean, John will tell us here at the radio station, when he first started, there was one computer in the building, a big huge thing that sat over there, and all it did was type out the logs every day that we followed. So that's all it did. It didn't do anything.
Yep.
So you know, things have changed quite a lot, you know, in many industries in the implementation of technology.
Yeah,
and it's right. Hard. It's hard, and Charlie, I am the one that's 25 years older than you, and it is hard for me to wrap my mind around and embrace all the changes. You know, I was so used to paper applications and filling out paperwork and
faxing it in and whatever. You know,
well, I didn't always have to do that. I had somebody else that done most of that.
Sure,
but to try to do an application online is a challenge for me, because you can't move till you get that page complete or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I understand totally.
Well, and sometimes, you know, you run into other technical issues. You know, the forms aren't working right. There's a problem with, you know, this. The internet goes down. You know, there's a lot of different things that can go into that.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's a really good point. What else is another reason why someone might want to retire?
So another reason is if you have no debt. In your younger
years.
That's
a good place to be in, too.
That really is.
It really is.
That really is. And if you're in a place where you have no debt, then it makes the ease of retirement a lot.
The makes decision the decision easier.
That's right.
If you're not strapped with the debt that you're trying to pay off.
That's right.
So. The other thing I would say in that vein right there is maybe you have a house that you and mom got when you had three or four kids at home, and they're gone now, and the nest is empty, but you still have debt. Well, it might be time to downsize. It might be time to get into a smaller home, get into a position where you get a smaller home and you don't have debt, and that might make it easier to retire as well.
That's true.
Sure, and it's less to clean.
And the other thing I would say while I'm right there is maybe you find yourself as a widow now. Maybe you're working, but your husband is gone, and you still have this big house that you and him used to have. Well, eventually, most people are going to have to downsize somewhere, and if you downsize now, it might make it easier for you to retire.
That's true.
Yeah,
and that's while true. You have the mental capacity to make decisions about downsizing, rather than your children coming in 10 or 15 years from now and saying, "Hey, Mom, we've got to get rid of some of this stuff, and we've got to help you downsize." If you can make those decisions on your own right now, that's to your benefit, probably.
That's true.
Any other reasons why you might want to look at retiring?
So some people have a dream of a second act in their life. And maybe it might be traveling in missions. It might be
volunteering for the Red Cross or Salvation Army or
Yeah. Teaching, possibly, maybe taking the wisdom that they've accumulated over the years and sharing that. it might, it could be a whole host of reasons.
Maybe just traveling for a lot, you know?
That's right. Maybe more involved with their church. Yeah. A whole host of things that they want to do in life. And, but they've been in the work mode for all these years and they're struggling to shift to that second identity, that second chapter. And it's a good idea if all of these things sort of lined up. If you don't have debt, maybe your health is suffering or the technology is stressing you out, and you have a second act that you want to do, those are, you know, sort of line up to say, hey, this is maybe what you should be doing.
It's time for me to take a look at this.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how can you guys help people evaluate maybe this decision? What are the kind of things you talk about when you're working with someone on this?
So we do a checkup and look at their whole situation and look at their income, look at their savings, look at debt, look at their health care, look at their health, and help them evaluate. There's sometimes we tell people, hey, you need to work a few more years. Hey, you need to keep at it. You're on the right path, but you just need to keep going. Other times we tell people, hey, if you want to go to that next thing or do what you want to do, this is a great time to do that. You've prepared and you're there. And so we help give people a second opinion about where they're at and help them evaluate their options.
Well, and that's good for people to know, because I think a lot of people believe that, oh, well, I'm just kind of on my own. I've just got to figure it out on this retirement thing. And that's really not the case.
That's right. That's right. It can feel sort of lonely. You usually only retire once in your life. And that timing for that seems very personal and very subjective. But there's some ways to look at it that can tell you, hey, this is a good idea. This isn't just my idea.
Well, and for goodness sake, we have people to, you know, plan weddings. You know, we have, so why don't we have people to, you know, help plan retirement? And that's a big move. Both of those are big moves, but you know,
that's right.
It's an important thing.
And people's lifespans are longer than they used to be. And I know of people that live in retirement more years than they lived in their job. Incredible. Probably one of the first times in history that's ever happened. In this time that we're in. And so it's very important to put some thought and get some advice and some experience of looking at your situation.
No, that's a really good reminder. And if people have questions, they want to maybe meet with you guys, what's the best way to do that?
Call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can offer an evaluation and a strategy session of looking at where they're at and where they want to go and how they can best get there.
And just talking about it and trying to help people unpack that and get it out where they can look at it is very helpful.
That's right. A lot of times people have been sort of living in their head. All this stuff has been sort of accumulating and percolating in their mind. But a lot of times they haven't really put it all on the table.
Sure.
Well, and a lot of times, Charlie, people come in and after you're through, they say, well, that's pretty simple. Now that you show me that on the health insurance or whatever we're talking about, a lot of times it's just,
yeah,
I've dreaded this, but it's not so bad after all. It's just a matter of understanding it.
That's true.
No, that's a great reminder. How about we take a quick break? We'll return with more here on our Ask the Expert segment with Skank Insurance here on KGGF. 8:25 here on KGGF as we continue throughout a Friday talking with Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance. We've been talking about retirement and different solutions you guys offer. So what else should we know?
So March the 1st, we have a Medicare 101 at Dickey's Barbecue in Independence at 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Everyone is invited, especially if you're new to Medicare, new to retirement, trying to understand it. Call our office, 620-331-8800. Get on the list, and we'll be happy to have you. Also, at Gigi's here in Coffeyville, used to be Lanning's, there's a Medicare 101 at 11:30 a.m. Everyone's invited to that as well. It's the same day, March the 1st, Wednesday.
Charlie, could I say something there? One of the ladies there in the office told me that she talked to one of our clients, and she said, the client said, you know, I'm... I belong to this group. I don't know whether it's a bridge club or quilting club or Bible club. I don't know what. But she said, I think I'm going to get several of our group to come and talk to you guys. And so that might be something that if you belong to a club like that or a group like that, if you'd want to come to one of our events as a group, or if you'd want us to come to your group and visit with you, we'll be glad to do that as well. But that is a non-threatening way for you to kind of explore your options and for the people in your group to pose questions that you may not think about.
That's true.
Well, and a lot of groups are looking, you know, they're looking for maybe a program to have, because people are interested in when you have a speaker sort of come in and talk about different things. So,
right.
Yeah, that's a really good option.
Right.
Very good.
All right. So anything else we should know?
So we are still having 5% available for 5 years. So if you have money that's sitting in the bank getting 0.00 nothing and you want to get a better rate of return, we have safe options where your money's guaranteed, it's protected, and you can get a 5% rate of return. So it's an outstanding opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone has any questions on anything we talked about today, want to come visit you, that sort of thing, where can we find you?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. And phone number is 620-331-8800. You can text your name and number there as well to get signed up for our newsletter and updates. And we have offices in Howard, Sedan, and Coffeyville.
Excellent. Well, Charles and Gary Skank, thank you so much for coming in, and as always, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Bring us some warm weather.
I'll try. Actually, it's gonna follow through, I think. So we'll work on it. Yeah, and we'll be right back here. We have an early bird edition of Open Line coming up on KGGF.